This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Awana Medlock. Casey Seiler reports at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo wrote to State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia March 15th, asking her to stop school administrators from punishing students who staged walkouts March 14th in protest of gun violence. Many schools around the WGXC listening area controlled student protests, neutering the talk of controlling guns and just sticking to tributes to the victims. But some schools in New York punished students for taking part in the National School Walkout, a 17-minute protest, 1 month after 17 students and teachers were killed at a Florida school. Quote, in the last 24 hours, there have been several reports of New York State schools disciplining students and faculty for participating in yesterday's historic events to stop gun violence, said Cuomo. Elia responded with a letter of her own. Quote, I have discussed with school district superintendents, board members, teachers, and others the importance of learning from this tragedy by engaging our students in an important civics lesson on the power of their own voices, she wrote. Elia did not mention she would do anything to stop any disciplinary actions or even if she has the power to do so. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Richard Moody reports in Columbia Green Media that Representative John Faso from Kinderhook now wants more funding for mental health services. He sent a letter to the House of Representatives Appropriations Committee March 14th asking to prioritize mental health funding. Currently, the Appropriations Committee has not authorized funding for several mental health programs under the 21st Century Cures Act. Quote, being someone who has mental illnesses, I know it affects a lot of things, said Lance Fongemi of Hudson. Quote, I think Congress needs to do more. I know budgeting is tough. A lot of people fall through the cracks who could be helped. I have insurance, but some people do not have financial means to get help, end quote. Faso echoed these comments. Quote, strengthening mental health programs is of vital significance and Congress made substantial progress in this area in the 21st Century Cures Act, Faso said. Quote, unfortunately, due to the constant short-term budget measures, not every improvement made has been implemented. This letter demonstrates a strong bipartisan desire to prioritize these programs in the next must-pass government spending bill, end quote. Last December, Faso voted to overturn a policy that stopped people who have mental health conditions that make working and managing their own affairs difficult from purchasing guns. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Democratic candidate Jeff Collins announced March 14th that he is giving up his campaign to unseat Republican George Amador in New York's 46th Senate District election. Instead, he is backing Kingston business owner and former aide to Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, Pat Strong. In a statement provided by Strong as she announced her campaign March 14th, Collins said he is withdrawing from the race, quote, because I know that she gives us the best chance to enact change in our state, end quote. Collins is a Woodstock resident and founder of the Hudson Valley Sudbury School and announced his candidacy just over a month ago. The 46th Senate District includes all of Greene and Montgomery counties and part of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lukosiewicz reports in Columbia Green Media that a video of Coyman's police officers deliberately running over a rabid raccoon with a car, March 12th, went viral this week with thousands of online views and national media coverage. Police were called to Faith Plaza in Ravenna after a report of a raccoon that was thought to be rabid, according to police. Quote, officers did find the raccoon, but it was not in an area that was safe to discharge a firearm due to the proximity of pedestrians and residences, according to a statement. Quote, they dispatched the raccoon as quickly and humanely as possible, end quote, by running it over with their vehicles, a marked Coyman's police SUV and an unmarked white sedan. Quote, it's being looked into at this time, acting police chief Daniel Contento said March 13th, without naming which officers were driving the vehicles. Quote, that's all I can say with an open investigation, end quote. There are other open investigations of the incident. Quote, our ACT Animal Cruelty Task Force has contacted the DEC, said Cecilia Walsh, a spokesperson for the Albany County District Attorney's Office. Ron Perez, president of the Columbia Green Humane Society, SPCA, said, quote, that was about as improper a thing as one could ever do. We don't know whether the raccoon had rabies, but regardless, it could have been handled much more humanely. The animal could have been corralled until a DEC officer could be notified. At that point, the raccoon wasn't posing a threat to anyone, end quote. The village of Ravenna, overwhelmed with phone calls, issued a statement on its Facebook page making sure everyone knows the police department is under the jurisdiction of the town of Coyman's, not Ravenna. Quote, the mayor of the village of Ravenna finds the video shocking and disturbing, according to the statement. Quote, be assured that the mayor of Ravenna has made his concerns and feelings known, end quote. The reporter could not reach Coyman's town supervisor, Philip Crandall, for comment. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.